Chapter 33 Family Relief. Many of the difficulties Chelsea and I faced over those first 2 years of restoration were stuck in dealing with my bodily pain, as well as Naomi's digestion and health. There was no way I could get around the burdens and baggage my body had carried. For years, it had been deprived of the opportunity to heal and be at rest. Due to our lack of consistent income, Chell and I became resourceful in finding ways to supplement our lack of health insurance, standard job securities, and medical care by turning to natural medicines. We spent years studying, researching, and testing the things we learned about how diet, exercise, water, and living food make and how our bodies function. For years, we had lived in continual states of lethargy, chronic fatigue, and pain. There were constant battles with inflammation in my joints, which had been damaged through many family dealings. We first started off by modifying our water. Instead of the fluoridated, chlorinated, and pharmaceutically laden tap water, we found our own local spring, which dumped onto the rocks in the mountains, and we began to drink our fill. Within a few months of drinking the natural water, our attentiveness, clarity of thought, and energy began to improve. Slowly but surely, Chelsea and I implemented new approaches to our diet, including moving away from the highly processed and genetically modified products being labeled as food, and towards the ones that were natural and still full of the energy-packed substances our bodies craved. Financially, this decision to not shop based on price but on quality was difficult. However, we found ways of giving up more conveniences like trash service, smartphones, and other digital subscriptions helped to offset the costs and drastically improve our quality of life. We soon found that eating more organic, closer to a plant-based with organic lean meats and eggs to satisfy our bodies with energy and sustenance fulfilled our body's needs. Even still, there were some significant problems with Naomi's body and my own. Chelsea and I continued to try to learn about natural eating principles, and soon we stumbled onto a YouTube show called Biblical Health with Chris and Liz Bailey. The information this passionate and unbelievably well-studied couple put forth challenged, convicted, and encouraged Chelsea and I to decide to pursue a more set-apart way of eating. After starting Naomi on their core health products, digestive enzyme, we saw the first marked improvement of her digestion. However, as our financial situation changed, I could no longer afford their company's supplements. After Liz Bailey heard about us, she voluntarily donated the products to a family in need thousands of miles away. Chris and Liz embodied the love and provision of the Father to my family and reminded me of how Yahweh's kingdom is supposed to operate. They helped to meet our needs in any way they could. And years later, we would grow to become dear, truth-seeking friends and family from afar. Check out corehealthproducts.com to connect, bless, or be blessed by the beautiful Bailey family. Also, head over to Take on the World TV channel on YouTube. The blessings for walking in the way were only beginning, and soon more opportunities for relief would come when we least expected it. While we set about getting ready for Passover, Chell told me we were going to need some folding chairs to accommodate the other guests. Looking on Craigslist late one night, I stumbled on an ad for some black wooden chairs being sold. A few days later, I headed up to meet the man from the ad. Pulling up the driveway, I was greeted by a barrel-chested young man who said, "Hello." Inviting me inside, he said his wife was on a call. We started talking and I learned that his wife had a coffee business and he offered me a free cup. Always excited to try free coffee, I wholeheartedly agreed. After making me a cup, we started talking some more and I shared some of the passion Chelsea and I had for being debt-free. I told him how we were called to travel around the country in an RV and sharing a testimony of encouragement to those coming out of deception, be it manipulators' hands or miserable Monday mornings. In walked his wife, who greeted me with a warm smile and passion. She shared with me more about the coffee I was drinking and how there was a health benefit stirred right in. I thought the coffee tasted great, but at that moment, I was too caught up in my world to listen to what she had to say. She mentioned as I was getting ready to leave that there may be a way for Chelsea and me to use the coffee to raise funds on the road. Intrigued, I made an appointment for her to call me the following morning and see what I thought of the coffee's taste and how I thought it made me feel. Her husband helped me load the chairs in my car, and I began my drive south. The physical pain I'd been battling had gotten more severe over the past few months, and a simple hour drive often left me crippled for a day. 20 minutes into my trip, I felt something I'd forgotten was possible. I felt relief. I felt the pain in my body just turn down. It didn't disappear or anything like that, but I noticed the sensitivity and the nerves in my spine and shoulders were finally calm. I had no idea what was going on, but I began to weep. I hadn't felt relief in so long. The pain which wrecked my body had been out of control, and my refusal to rely on pharmaceuticals had heightened so much of this battle. I'd given up hope that I could feel better and had grown to accept many of the realities of living in chronic pain. Drinking that cup of coffee gave me a glimmer of hope that maybe things could be different. The next morning, as Casey had promised, she gave me a call, and I told her I needed to meet with her again and get more of the coffee to see if it could help me find relief. She agreed, and we met at a cafe where Casey explained to me why their coffee was different. It was not the coffee itself that made me feel better, but a food called Ganoderma lucidum. She told me about this superfood that was the most anti-inflammatory and alkaline foods on the earth. I had previously spent an enormous amount of time learning about inflammation's role in our body's perception of pain, as well as cognitive and digestion issues, and began to listen more closely. Chelsea had also been doing studies of natural remedies for thyroid issues and our body's increased ability to fight off diseases, cancers, and sicknesses when in an alkaline, balanced pH level. We'd already been blown away by how much better we felt since eating food in accordance with the Father's instructions, as well as an organic diet. Casey explained the ways people for thousands of years had used this herb to bring changes to an extraordinary number of health challenges. She told me testimonials others had experienced over the last 8 years, finding their bodies restored from all kinds of ailments. She also showed me the opportunity of how it could provide us the income we needed to replace while having the freedom to recover still and get the healing we were requiring. As she was talking, I could feel a skeptical voice prickling my ears that this was just too good to be true. But rather than dismiss something before testing it myself, I decided I would go and do my research and test it out. I agreed with Casey that I would try it for a few weeks and see what it could do for my family. As I began to drink the king of coffee, I found within just 2 weeks the flares of pain continually coursing through my body, hushed down to a whisper. The arthritic pain I'd had in my right hand from an injury finally disappeared, and I was able to use it without the pins and needles I'd felt for nearly 2 years. I laid down finally without wincing and found my energy bloomed. To those who have not dealt with chronic pain, it can be so hard to understand this, but when I finally woke up without pain, I felt like my brain turned on. So much of my mind had been devoted to managing the pain, and when those mental resources were finally freed up, the clarity and focus I'd once contained were free to work again. I could not believe how much better I felt. Soon, Chelsea tried the teas, and the insomnia she'd had for months also disappeared. I was excited beyond belief, knowing that this may be the thing we'd been waiting for, to help us to be able to get back to functioning and to work for our family. Chelsea, with her traditional nursing background, wanted to spend more time going through the hundreds of peer-reviewed articles on PubMed about Ganoderma lucidum. And after she did, she too was convinced that this was something we needed to be a part of. We got Naomi started on the organic spore powder supplement, and in a couple of weeks, she was finally able to reset her digestion system and could sleep in peace. It was a blessing beyond belief to see our daughter finally freed from the cramps, bloating, and sickness. She could finally develop normally, and soon she began to crawl and babble to our great delight. We knew we'd found what the Father had for us, and over the next few months, I poured my passion into learning about the business, the industry as a whole, and leading a team. Within that time, Chelsea got to stay at home with Naomi and raise our healthy and growing daughter with joy. I began to drink the body management shakes and lost 19 pounds in the first 30 days. And more importantly, kept the weight off. It gave my body the energy boost and vitality I needed to get back to work. It took some time, but I was relentless in my willingness to go and talk to anybody about this tea and coffee that was changing our lives. Just as our government benefits ran out, our business began to replace the income we'd lost. It was one of the most encouraging and exciting things to see, to know there was a way of providing for my family that did not require a 9-to-5 job. I knew I'd found a way of working that worked for us, for our unique situation, and for our goals and dreams. It has granted Chelsea and me the freedom of changing people's lives, whether financial or spiritual. We're now armed with tools that can bring encouragement to the many different areas of lives. Working the business granted me the insurmountable joy of working with business partners who poured their own passion and excitement into fighting for their financial freedoms. To each of you who has granted me the honor of working with you since I first began my business, I thank you. Hope had come flooding into our home, but another predator was stalking at the edges of our peace, ready to destroy it all. I could never have known this blessing without Passover chairs, and I thanked God every day for that Craigslist ad and someone who was willing to share with me a cup of black coffee with a long-haired hurting man late one spring night. I'd hoped that with those changes would come abundance, blessings, and peace. I had hoped my healing would be accelerated and I would not need to deal with much of the remainder of the issues from my past. I made an internal agreement that I would place much of my healing on pause while I went and learned about business and saw a way to get us out of this hole of debt we'd been plunged into. This may have worked for a while, but soon the lion, which stalked in the darkness, would strike another devastating blow. Death would return to my home. Innocent blood would be spilled, and this time it would be that of my beloved daughter.